you close your eyes and you meditate, because the big problem is inside. So you want to see that problem with a minimum amount of distraction. It's how the mind relates to itself, how it creates unnecessary suffering, even though it wants happiness. Everything we do is for the sake of happiness. We end up causing all kinds of misery for ourselves. We work hard on things that turn out to have no real value at all. So we want to look into why that's happening. Part of it is just simply misinformation. Maybe taking the wrong people as examples. So we're thinking the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha as our examples. The Buddha and the Sangha are people who found true happiness. They found it by developing good qualities in the mind. So instead of looking outside for what's important in life, we look inside. Even when we engage in activities that go outside, like being generous and being virtuous, the main emphasis is on the qualities of the mind that get developed that way. When you're generous, there's a sense of wealth inside. You're not clinging to things so much. You realize that there's a higher happiness that comes from being good, helping other people. The same with virtue. You learn the importance of your intentions. Because it's only through intentional actions that you can break the precepts that focuses your attention there. Then you look at all the other qualities you could be developing, all the different perfections. It's a long list. Along with generosity and virtue. There's renunciation. Maybe look for happiness in ways that are not involved with sensual pleasures. Discernment, effort, endurance, truth, determination, goodwill, equanimity. These are all good qualities. They're substantial. Most of the pleasures of the world, the Buddha said, are like drops of water come falling on a river. Say it rains in the river, and there's little bubbles that appear on top of the surface of the river. The bubbles appear and disappear immediately. In fact, they're so fast you hardly see them. Those are the pleasures that most of us go for in life, and you look at them, what are they? The body is like a glob of foam. Our perceptions are like mirages. Our thought constructs are like plantain trees or banana trees. If you ever saw a banana tree, you peel away the outer layer, and there's just another layer and another layer, and there's no real hardwood inside. Our awareness is like a magic show. Things appear and disappear right away. And if we're looking for happiness there, we're going to be disappointed. So we try to look inside the good qualities we have inside, because those go with us. Those are things you can depend on. So as we meditate, we're trying to develop the good qualities of mindfulness, alertness, and ardency. Get the mind into concentration so it can see itself clearly. Then you see yourself clearly, then you get a better sense of what has substance and what doesn't have substance. What's worth pursuing, what's not. It's all right in here. It's simply a question of learning how to look in the right way. The Buddha gives us some good working hypotheses to start out with, to get us on the right path. But it's up to us to do the actual work, to do the actual looking and seeing, and gaining insight. But it's something we can all do. So do your best. Get to know your own mind. That's the big problem in life. We don't even know our own minds. We know so many other things, but our own mind's a big mystery. So take some time to look inside and see what potential treasures you've got here.